It's 6:55 in the morning on Friday, the 6th of May, 2005. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. And today, we're live from the Stadium of Light in Sunderland. The biggest weekend Sunderland has ever seen since the other weekend, with the big result in the football, has begun. The weekend does not start tonight with Pete Tong. It starts now with us, in front of a massive audience. Hello!
Hey.
Good morning. Welcome to Sunderland. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Absolutely gorgeous here today. Blue skies, nice and warm.
Yep. It's a lovely place, Sunderland. And we're taking over for the weekend. We've got two tents, lots of people, some bands, more importantly, a massive bar. So we're in the sports bar at the Stadium of Light. As I keep calling it all week, the Sunderland of Light, for some bizarre reason.
Don't do that today.
I don't know why I keep doing that. We're here until 10 o'clock. Enjoy the show. It's going to be a great day today. Good morning, everybody. It's Kasabian and whatever the hell that's called. So we're live then from the Stadium of Light.
Hooray!
With our invited audience. Hooray!
Yay!
Brilliant.
The gang's all here.
We're in like the biggest bar and diner you've ever seen in your life, and we've got nobody down here, apart from two security guys on the door and a blonde lady that just walked in.
Oh, that's Leslie.
Hey? Who's Leslie?
That's Leslie.
Oh, is it? All right. Morning, Leslie! There you go, lovely.
She's in charge.
I always insist that when we do an outside broadcast, there's a Leslie around.
Be nice to Leslie, because she's in charge of everything here.
Okay, all right.
She's a gaffer.
I haven't been nice. I haven't said anything bad, have I? Mm. All right. Alan's here as well. Good morning.
Morning.
And Rachel's here.
Good morning.
And Jocelyn is here.
Hello.
She feels a bit sick today. Feels a bit sick. I reckon, Dave.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Bang on, so to speak.
Well, if you've had the expression, yeah. So we're live here until 10 o'clock, and we'll give you a rundown of what's coming up at the show in just a bit. We'll play the Black Eyed Peas and Natalie Imbruglia in a second. First of all, let's get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 7 o'clock.
Radio on Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past seven.
Morning, all. You all right, Dominic?
Very well, thank you. Hello to you.
Why are you over there?
Well, I'm here.
And Carrie?
Morning.
Morning. What did you two do last night? Obviously not together.
I packed my bag and was very excited and went to bed.
I was packing and did an absolute mountain of ironing. I was ironing for an hour and a half.
You were what?
I was ironing for an hour and a half.
Well, you're a woman. It, you know, it's in your genes, to be fair.
I hate ironing with a passion. And, yeah, it was horrible. I hate it.
Well, after working with you for, the last year or so, and looking at what you wear every day, I don't think you iron much, do you?
No, I don't. No. Only when I absolutely have to.
Right.
I think I brought the wrong clothes.
Why?
I bought just, like, 8 T-shirts or something, because I thought it'd be nice weather, and it's apparently a bit chilly.
Yeah, but it's lovely, though, Dominic.
Is it cold, though, Dave?
No, it's boiling. It's like a heat wave.
Is it really?
It's really honestly, yeah.
We saw the sun rise up this morning over the sea. It was absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Sounds very romantic when
it was.
Say like that.
Well, me and Chris both on the seafront together.
Nice.
Arm in arm.
What an image.
Mm. Did you go for a swim? Have a dip?
Nope. Yes, I did. Yeah, it's really warm. It's a scientific fact that the sea here at Sunderland is the warmest of all the seas in the world.
Really?
You know, the Sunderland Sea.
Mm.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'd say it's about 82, 83 degrees.
Yeah, Fahrenheit, yeah.
Yeah. That's
really
right,
brilliant.
Dave, yeah. And so when you come up, you know, shorts, T-shirts and sandals.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
Or can't wait.
Flip-flops.
Or thongs, Carrie.
What?
Thongs.
Yes, Dave.
Thongs?
That's what the Australians call flip-flops.
Oh, right.
Thongs.
Right.
Caribbean, Australian
for
us. Mm. No, you'll love it here. So we're at the Stadium of Light.
Yes.
And we're in the big bar there.
Mm-hmm.
And next to, right, so I'm sitting in the bar, so I can see, if I look out to the left, I can see a bit of Sunderland, beautiful blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind me is, like, the car park. And is that the front of the building, or the back of the building, or the side of the building?
The front of the building.
So the behind me is the front of the building?
Yes.
Right. And that's where they've got, like, a statue of a family celebrating the family aspect of football, Dominic.
Nice, that's good.
Yeah, thanks. Mm. So if you drive past on the way to work, we can see you in your car. Isn't that nice? And then in the room that I'm in, right, the bit, there's a big bar in front of us, and it's got loads of shirts, loads of Sunderland shirts around the bar, and then in the little bit we're in, there's a load of old football shirts from years gone by. There's a Norwich shirt, and there's a Mansfield shirt, and there's a Hull City shirt.
Everton shirt.
Where's the Everton shirt?
There, the Danker one.
I beg your pardon?
The Danker one.
Well, it looks quite nice to me.
Is there a Liverpool shirt there?
No. There is, but on the far side of the bar towards the toilets.
Really, Dave?
Yeah. Is there a Chelsea shirt there?
Yeah, on the far side of the bar.
Towards the toilets.
Yeah, I could see that one coming.
Yeah.
Mm.
Chelsea and Sunderland obviously have a lot in common.
Really?
Champions, yeah.
Oh, yes.
No!
Yes. Sunderland get crown champions tomorrow, don't they?
They do indeed.
Yes.
Sunday, yes.
Oh, is it Sunday? Fun,
yeah, against Stoke.
It's a big day. A big, big day for the city. But not as big as the fact that I'm here today. Mm. That's the main thing. Oh, Sunderland have been talking about this for weeks.
That puts their championship in the shadows, really,
well,
doesn't
very
it?
Much so.
Yeah. Mm. Like the Rasmus.
But topical Swedish music humour, you see?
But, Sunderland, the people of Sunderland have been talking about my visit for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Mm.
But still, they couldn't do anything about it, and I managed to get here, so. Do you like that, Dom?
Very good, I like that.
Thanks very much.
Funny.
Right, a big show coming up. Let's start now, it's 7:08.
Radio 1, big weekend's on the way, we're heading off on tour. We're going up to Sunderland, cause we've never been there before. Lineup's looking good, they've got some great big names so far. Just hope that unlike last year's show, this time it's a free bar. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
It's such a beautiful day in Sunderland today. Is it like this every day?
It's like this last time I was here.
Well, that was just so then. Beautiful, clear blue sky. I can see one little cloud. And even that is red and white stripes on it. And it's a lovely little view here, isn't it?
You see B&Q behind you there.
Wow. So you know the history of this ground then, don't you, Dave? Let's hear the history of Sunderland FC from Comedy Dave.
Well, I don't really. All I know is that it was opened in 1997.
Here's a trivia question for you.
Go on then.
Who did Sunderland play at their last league game at Roker Park?
Everton.
Correct! Hooray! How do you know that?
Well, it's on a big plaque over there. Anyway, the Stadium of Light opened in 1997, a replacement for Roker Park, obviously, which was the traditional ground for many a year.
Is that still there?
I believe it's been demolished.
Okay.
But I will have to take further... Yeah, I've been replaced with something else. But where we are today, in this sports bar, in the Stadium of Light, the whole place is done out with old bits of memorabilia from the old ground. So yeah. There's the original... One of the original turnstiles from Roker Park.
Nice.
On the far side of the bar.
Lovely.
There's all sort of old signage as well, and all sorts of bits and bobs and seats and whatever, and there's even a fireplace from the old boardroom.
The clock is there.
The clock is there. So they've done it really, really nicely. So all sorts of history in here, and it's they've done a great job. Yeah. So it's a nice place to be.
Tell you. And we're in a bar.
Brilliant.
We're in a bar. What a dream come true. 7:18 and we're in a bar. We could just hop over the bar. And it's a bar like Cheers.
A big square bar. Yeah.
So if we put John on the end of it, it'll look like Norm.
Yeah.
A joke to anyone who knows John.
Yes.
Of course, Big John. Big John, soon to be known as Little John. That's another story, ladies. Anyway, we've also got a camera which we've put onto the pitch. We're not on the pitch, obviously. It's overlooking the pitch. And we can see the hallowed turf at Sunderland, which Dave and I might just go out and do some skills on there later. Not more skills, obviously, because I can't do any. But...
Well, broadcasting skills.
Of course.
Yeah. That's silky skills in front of the microphone.
Yeah. Alan is here as well. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Alan, who went to bed early last night, again, because he wanted to watch the election results coming in.
I'm sorry. I find that thing's exciting. It's really good as well. BBC programme was fantastic.
So, who won in this area?
Labour. There were, in fact, this area was the first to bring their results out in 43 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did they beat last year's record?
Hello.
They didn't beat last year's record. They're in the Guinness Book of Records now as the place to come first four times running. That's the first time anyone's ever done that.
The place to come first. That's how Peter Snow was referring to it last night. The place to come first.
Imagine being sat next to you on a long train journey.
Hello.
Hey, how boring.
And then Sunderland North did it in an hour and a half.
So who did it in 43 minutes?
Sunderland South.
Hey, good lad. Good, aren't you?
Well, I was watching it. I found it interesting.
And once again, what colour does Sunderland play in?
Red and, white.
Brilliant, there you go. Thanks for playing, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at all the red and
it's
white colours everywhere. Which is why, by the way, the Radio 1 marketing department, every time we do a live outside broadcast, we put some BBC Radio 1 stickers on the window. Mm. That's why, because Sunderland, red and white. That's why the marketing department have brought up two different colours, red and blue. Cheers.
Two different types of blue, even, look. You've got light and dark over there.
Purple.
Oh, is it purple? Mm.
So we have an idea, which we may or may not do, but I'll put it out to you and see what you all think. It's a game for really only anybody who lives and works in Sunderland. So we're in the bar, which overlooks the front of the Stadium of Light, which is kind of at the back, but at the front.
It's the main entrance.
Yeah. Where the family statue is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big car park there. And we're thinking about playing later, Sunderland FC car park bingo, where we get as many cars as we can, because all the car parking spots are numbered. So if we can fill every single car park space, by about 9:30, then we'll play Sunderland AFC car park bingo, where we read out some numbers, and if you're parked in that particular bay, you win a prize.
It's almost genius, isn't it?
Isn't it? I think it's brilliant.
What do they win?
You.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't know. To be honest, there's enough memorabilia around this bar. You see the shirts around the bar, the main bar?
Yeah.
Right? With one good tug, you can have one of them off. Do you know what I mean? There's a big picture of Peter Reid around the corner.
Well, yeah, that can
you
go.
Can give away.
One good tug, Alan.
Right, okay. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I'm sure how about an authentic chair from the bar of the very football club we're in? So if you live in Sunderland, would you fancy doing that, coming down with your car and playing Sunderland AFC car park bingo? Give me a text saying yes or no to 81199 and start your message with car park bingo.
Or tug.
Yeah, I've got to say goodbye.
Why? Are you leaving?
I have to go somewhere. Very special.
Where?
I have the VIP tickets.
Ooh.
To give away for the Radio 1's One Big Weekend this weekend.
But there's loads of tickets still to be given away, isn't there?
No, these are the VIP. These are the last ones.
That's the word you're looking for. The last pair.
The last pair.
Wow. So after you give these away, there are no more?
There are no more.
Wow.
It's true.
And so who are you going to give these to, or are you not going to tell me?
I can't tell you just yet. Right. What we're going to do is going to surprise them. I'll travel to their house. Ooh. And surprise them on air later on with the last pair of VIP tickets.
Wow, and then you'll come back to the show?
If you want me here.
Okay, well, let's hope it's a winner in Dorset.
Mm. Good luck, everybody.
Right, so 81199, if you fancy playing a car park bingo game later, what else we got coming up? Yeah, we're going to go on the pitch. Oh, by the way, they're currently mowing the lawn on the pitch.
The lawn?
Yeah, we know, because it grows, doesn't it? It's grass.
Yeah, it's not referred to as lawn.
Well, you can't say mowing the pitch. That just sounds wrong.
Right, okay.
What would you say?
Mowing the grass? Cutting the grass?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mowing the lawn is completely different to mowing the grass.
We wouldn't stand out on the stand and say we're overlooking the lawn. Lawn is what you play bowls on.
Balls to you, Dave, that's what I say. It's 23 minutes past 7. It's Friday morning. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Grumpy Dave.
Hello.
And Grumpy Rachel.
I'm not grumpy
and
today.
Grumpy Alan.
Morning.
Right. Raise the light. Go! Louis Armstrong. Raise the light and somewhere else on Radio 1. So, I asked you to text in if you in Sunderland, if you fancy playing car park bingo this morning. Graham says he's on his way, which is nice.
Okay.
Yes, please, Chris, as long as I get a morning pint, says Raimi. Raimi. Nice. I'm sure we can sort that out. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they don't open till 11:30, I would imagine.
Hey, listen.
In accordance with British licensing laws.
I'll find where the barrels are, it's not a problem. Well, I'll sort it.
Sort it.
Didn't say a pint of alcohol.
They've got tea aplenty, yeah.
Pint of tea, yeah. Not a problem. And Kev says, yeah, not a problem. I'll definitely play Car Park Bingo if you can hang on a while because I need to drive down from Aberdeen.
Okay.
If you can get it before 9:30, son. I mean, I wouldn't break the speed limit, but you know, you might be able to do that. If you just switched on, morning, it's 7:27. We are at the Stadium of Light today in Sunderland, getting ready for the big weekend. Dominic and Carrie are back in London doing the news and sport, but they'll be here. They're coming up today
for our pub quiz tonight.
Pub quiz is tonight at the Bondage Club
at the Bonded Warehouse. That's it's part of the University of Sunderland Student Union.
Yeah, it's all gimp masks and whips and that kind of stuff.
Alan's got his outfit already.
Yeah, Rachel's got hers.
You can't turn up unless you've got a ticket, remember?
What, tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't turn up unless you've got a ticket, remember? Oh, and also as well, so the council have asked us to tell you, if you don't have a ticket for the weekend, don't bother turning up. The best place to hear it is on your radio.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Yeah, brilliant, Dave. I'm not playing that.
No,
I know I'm going to play that. Although, what's the next song? Oh, yeah, I'll play this instead.
Tonight at 8 on BBC 3.
I've done it again, haven't I? The desk goes forwards and not backwards. The equipment I'm using, right? They've just turned everything that used to be on the left onto the right. Everything that used to go forward now goes backwards. So I don't know what's going on today. Do you, Dave?
No.
Brilliant. There you go. It's 7:28. What's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed is in. Yeah. Ludacris, how are you?
You should have been a rapper, you.
It's from Huddersfield, Ludacris. Hello, Ludacris here. Yeah, all right. Right, so, running a bit late, I need to get through this. How about this then, right? It's going to be a little bit Sunderland heavy this weekend on Radio 1, as you can imagine. But that's not a problem with you, Ursha, is it?
Clever that, yeah.
Right, so, champions then, top of the league, moving up to the Premiership next season. Sunday, they have the last game of the season against Stoke.
Correct.
At the Stadium of Light.
Mm-hmm.
They will be presented with their trophy. They will have their photo taken. They'll have some fireworks that will go off. And everybody will cheer.
Day of celebration all round right here at the Stadium of Light.
If you're a Sunderland fan and you can't, haven't got a ticket for Sunday, we'll give you a pair of tickets. So if you would like to go to the game on Sunday, then all you have to do is get your phone out and text the word champions, which you should by now know how to spell, even if you didn't a couple of weeks ago. Put your name and where you're from and send it to 81199. If you want a pair of tickets for Sunday's game, Sunderland and Stoke, then send me a text saying champions, your name and where you're from and send it to 81199. Do it now, right?
Couldn't be simpler.
Coming up, Black Eyed Peas. What am I doing? Athlete, Dave.
That's very nice. Yeah.
Right. And Studio B. I see girls.
Lovely song.
So far, I don't. By the way, I'm looking out the car park. I just saw a fat fellow walk across, but I haven't seen any girls yet. I'm trying my best to change that before the end of the show. Let's get some news from Dominic. Though a little bit late. 7:33.
It's now 7:37.
Good morning, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning to you.
And the lovely Carrie Davis.
Good morning, Chris Moyles.
So we're all here enjoying the lovely hospitality at the football club at Sunderland, and you're in our little old studio.
I know, it's not fair, is it? It's just not on.
And we all had a great night last night, had a few drinks, and everybody went out something to eat, and you didn't.
Thank you.
That's nice, thanks.
However, Dominic is happy because Liverpool beat Chelsea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
What do you have to say about that, Carrie?
Still top of the league.
You're what?
Champions.
You're still what? Champions.
Top
champions.
Of the league.
Champions.
Still champions.
Does that make it all right?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. Wow. I'd have settled for that at the start of the season. I would have settled for the Premiership title and reaching semi-final of the Champions League and the Carling Cup, of course.
Because you were so... For the last half of the season, you've been in touching distance to that big trophy.
Yeah.
You've been so close.
Well...
And now, it's almost yours.
It's almost there in your sights, isn't it, Carrie?
Because the club don't get it yet, do they?
No. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Against Charlton.
And you won't be there because you're in Sunderland, Carrie.
Yeah.
So you'll miss it.
I'll miss it.
I'll miss a big moment.
Yeah, but I'm sure they'll have a little victory parade at some point, so I'll be there in my shirt.
But after waiting, no pants, but after waiting so long to get your hands on the trophy, you, as a Chelsea fan, won't even see the trophy because you'll be in Sunderland.
I know. Sunderland, you know what I'm doing for you. I'm missing that to come to Sunderland.
It is rubbish, isn't it?
Carrie.
Giving up a lot there.
If you just turn round.
What?
Just turn round now. and look what's here.
Oh my god! Oh my god! It's the premiership trophy! Oh my god! It's just absolutely rad! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! That is unbelievable!
Yes, we have organised for the Barclays Premiership Trophy for the Premiership Champions. And before it goes to Chelsea, it has to pop in and see you.
Oh,
you've got to see her face.
That is so cool.
She's gone purple.
Oh, my legs are shaking. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, thank you so much. This is awesome. This is the best thing ever.
John Terry's got to wait until tomorrow, but you get it the day before.
That's nice. I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, yes, please.
There's also a massive security guard.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to touch it. I want to. I haven't got gloves on. I think
don't touch it.
What's the name of the guy that's with it, Dominic?
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Is Kerry allowed to pick it up or not?
No.
I'm not allowed to touch it. If I just get a little close, look, can I touch the ribbons on the side? And guess what colour they are? They're blue!
Tony has to sleep with that trophy, you know that, Kerry.
Really?
It's not allowed to leave his sight.
Has Tony got his white gloves on?
Tony's just taken his white gloves off, actually, because he's relaxing in our presence.
Is he?
Mm. Yeah.
Tony never relaxes,
trust me.
He's off
duty now.
He's always on duty.
Having some downtime.
He never relaxes, Tony, does he?
Hello, Chris.
Morning, sir, you right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. You know, Dominic, don't mess with him.
I can't hear you because I haven't got any headphones on, but hello, how are you?
That's good. I can beat you in a fight any day. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, hi, that's better. Hello!
Hello, Chris.
Morning. Thank you for bringing in the lovely trophy.
Thank you very much.
Carrie, I think it worked by the reaction. I think she seems quite pleased.
Oh, very.
And obviously, what year now is this for you, looking after the little fella?
Third season now.
Wow, I tell you. And he does sleep with her every night.
Mm.
I can't answer that question.
Yeah, well, it is true, because you're a bit kinky like that. Thank you very much, Tony.
Bye now.
See you, mate. Thank you to Dominic, and well done, Kerry. The Barclays Premiership Trophy, which will be Chelsea's tomorrow, is with Kerry. Kerry, make sure you're going to have your photograph taken with it now.
I'm having lots of photographs taken, and I will have copies, and I will put them up all over my bedroom.
All over!
Mm.
Thank you, Kerry. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Girls. Good morning from the BBC. It's 7:48 on Radio 1. What have you been doing? Who have you been talking to?
I have been talking to Leslie and Claire over there. Leslie and Claire have basically sorted out this whole thing for us to be here in the bar at the Stadium of Light, so we're just having a little chit-chat.
Did your chit-chat go anything like this? Oh, really pleased that you guys are going to be in the Premiership next season. That's great. Hey, listen, can you get me tickets for Sunderland and Everton, could you?
Do you know, I never even mentioned it.
Right.
Never mentioned it.
I'm sure it'll come up sometime before the end of the show, no doubt.
After 9, I was going to say that.
Okay, all right, mate. Right, so it's a nice little quiet game on Sunday for Sunderland against Stoke.
Mm-hmm.
No offence, Stoke, obviously. God love you. But you know what I mean. And they should get their nice little trophy and their champagne and dance around the pitch.
Well,
and all the players will be there, including Michael Bridges. He'll be there as well.
I've heard of him.
What?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Unless he's injured. Mm. He's probably got a groin strain or something like that.
Pulled something.
What?
Pulled something.
Not with his face. But, hey, you see what I did there? Yeah. Right. So, we have a pair of tickets for the game to give away. We asked you to text in, and we got hundreds of thousands. Not the little things you put on cakes.
No, just in terms of numbers of texts.
Exactly. So we should ring somebody back now and put them through. And how should they answer the phone?
They should...
Champions!
You could do that if you want.
That's the traditional...
Oh, it's ringing.
Championi!
Hey! Morning, John.
Hello, mate.
How are you, right?
Oh, made up hundreds and thousands, eh?
Did they go on cakes?
Yeah. Just stick me on a cake. As long as I'm at the match, I'm not bothered.
All right. Well, listen, you are going. You've got a pair of tickets for the game on Sunday, pal.
Oh, made up. Cheers. Thanks a lot, Chris.
What do you do?
I'm in the army.
Oh, you're in the army now?
I am late for work now, but
whoa. What time do you start work?
Well, 5 minutes ago.
Right, brilliant. Just tell them that you were talking to Chris Moyles because I was sorting you out a pair of tickets for the game on Sunday.
I'll tell them Chris Moyles will sort me out.
Okay. So well done. Have a go. Who are you going to bring?
My mate Westy, who's at work as well.
Is he in the army as well?
Aye.
I won't take the mickey out of him then.
Probably, a train killer.
Probably sit on me. You know what I mean? Nice one, matey. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you have a good one up there, mate.
Cheers.
Grinder.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, pal.
Right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
All good.
John Moss, his name is. Wasn't he the drummer with Culture Club?
Yes, he was, actually. Who I saw in a pub not so very long ago.
Did you really?
Brilliant. It's not the greatest story in the world, but a story nonetheless.
Well, yeah. Right, so here's what we've still got to come. Allard has got the last pair of tickets for the big weekend to give away to somebody. He's going to knock on their door and give them. So if you entered our competition yesterday, not a competition, just text in, and you live in and around the Sunderland area, Allard might be knocking on your door later. Have you noticed, by the way, my speech is a little bit, not slurred, but not right.
Mm.
I've got a blister in my mouth.
Have you?
Or an ulcer, or whatever they call it.
Ulcer. Blisters on your feet.
And it's in the cheek. And I keep catching it on my teeth.
Mm.
And it's very painful.
You need some of that Bon Jovi cream.
Whoa, we're halfway there.
Yeah, that right. Something like that, isn't it?
And we're also still planning on playing car park bingo later. Currently, let me just assess the situation.
Go and have a look out the window and tell us what you can see.
I can see one car, a red car.
Yep.
And, and a blue car.
Can you?
Yeah. So currently we have two cars. Are you in the red car? Are you here for bingo? Yes, he is. Yeah. And the blue car, are you? No, they're moving.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
I tell you what. In terms of national radio, we're the kings of car park based fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, with catchphrase and bingo, all in our arsenal of great quizzes.
The woman in the blue car keeps moving spaces, thinking that that might help her chances.
Right.
Right,
so, pick one and stick with it.
Oh, no, it's, so 69 and 73, they've been taken. However, there are still another 330 spaces to choose from. If you'd like to come down, I don't know when we're going to play the game. We might have a quick round earlier on, maybe about 5 minutes with those two.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Well, you know,
69 and 70.
Well, there's no point in waiting until 9:30, is there? They'll be, you know, sitting in the car for a couple of hours, so maybe we'll just do that.
Okay.
All right, then. Right, what should we play? Bravery's new single?
Yes, please.
All right, okay. I've done it wrong again. That's not meant to be there. That's the back of
your fingers and thumbs this morning.
They'll be playing on Sunday. This is the new song. This is Fearless. 7:53, by the way. Go on, Dave, back announce that.
It's the Bravery and Fearless. They will be playing at Radio 1's Big Weekend this Sunday afternoon. What have you got in your mouth?
I've got given a sweetie, a chew.
Right.
By my one of the friendly locals. And it stuck in my teeth. I think it was a plan to keep my gob shut.
That's not going to help your ulcer, is it?
Well, it's, yeah, but it's not going to harm it, though, is it?
All that sugar.
And I had a tiny little bit, look. That tiny little bite. So there are two cars currently in the car park to play Sunderland Football Club car park bingo. One is a bloke who's parked in number 73, and one is a girl in 69. Somebody said typical Sunderland girl. I don't know what that means. I don't understand. But...
means they like to get a space by the door.
Yeah, obviously. Are there any more, Rach, or is
that
it?
That's it for now.
No, that's it. 330 car park spaces. We've filled two of them. So what we might do...
I hope more people turn up for the, you know, for the actual event.
Well, what I might do is we could say the next round will be at 8:30.
Okay.
We could do that. What? Did we not say that? Why?
Rachel's shaking her head.
Oh, we've been told to say, if you are going to come down, don't rush to get here. But we can say we'd play the next round at 8:30, can't we?
Drive safely.
Drive safely.
Safety first.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't kill anybody on the way here, will you? Thanks. And don't kill yourself. Because if you die on the way here, not no chance of winning.
And our listeners go down.
I beg your pardon?
Do they? In terms of numbers, hundreds of thousands.
Tell you what, I'm looking forward to meeting them now. Oh, good morning. So, what should be the prize be for the first game of the bingo?
A cup of tea made by Rachel.
Wow! Brilliant. All right, so we need to choose then between the two cars that are parked in the car park. One in 69 and... yes, Rachel?
Another one is arriving, a black one.
You're joking!
Honk if you take sugar.
I don't think we
No, no sugar. You see?
It's taken number 26.
Beep me home once if you're listening, beep me home twice if you're not. That'll
Oh, there you go.
Beep, beep. What? So how many cars? Three?
Yes.
Where's the black one parked?
26.
Oh, 26. All right, OK. So...
you got all these numbers written down?
Yes.
So 73, 69 and 26.
Yeah, 26, 69 and 73. Who should choose what number it should be? Big John, I
yeah.
say.
Yeah,
Big John, choose a number out of 26, 69 and 73. What? What are you laughing at?
You've got a car transporter coming in.
Oh, no! A car transporter is cheating!
Oh, we didn't think of that, because he can have multiple spaces, he can unload them all and get loads of goes, can't
yeah.
he? That's genius.
And it's a Reg Vardy.
That is genius.
One as well. Right, well, we can't put him in yet. So 26, 69 and 73, Big John?
69.
Hey! Congratulations, love. You've won a cup of tea, which will be delivered to you by Rachel. Or she might say Jocelyn.
Yeah.
So Rachel has to make a cup of tea.
I need to stay here. Jocelyn?
Will you find out... just look outside for me. Will you find out if she takes milk...
and sugar.
Yeah. One flash for yes, for the milk. Lovely. And
milk, yeah.
And does she want sugar?
No.
No sugar.
Just milk, no sugar,
Jocelyn. No sugar, Jocelyn.
Top.
Commiserations to number 26 and 73. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend. What a great game.
What a service we provide.
Granted, it's a little bit visual, but, you know. Right, so the next game of Car Park Bingo will be at 8.30 in the car park at Sunderland Football Club, just near the Statue of the Family.
Oh, we love football and we're a family.
You know that one? Find yourself a car park space for 8:30. We'll play after the news. Like that?
Superb.
All right, good. Right, what should we play next? Phantom Planet.
Love that.
Gwen Stefani.
Mega.
Bit of Gwen Stefani?
Oh, Stefani, for sure.
All right. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8 o'clock.
It's now 5 minutes past 8.
Morning, all. You calm down now, Carrie?
Just about, yeah.
For those of you
I'm still a bit flushed.
If you're just waking up... we're taking a mickey out of Carrie for being a Chelsea fan and then losing to Liverpool the other day.
Yeah,
and she beautifully walked into the setup, which we wanted her to do, which is go, yes, but at least we won the league and we're champions. and then we got discussing the fact that when Chelsea get their the big trophy, the Barclays Premiership trophy on Saturday, she won't be there. She won't be at Chelsea. She'll be here in Sunderland. And then Dominic turns and she goes, yeah, I know, it's a shame, I'm going to miss it. Dominic says, turn around, and there was the trophy staring her right in the face. And she got all excited.
It was amazing.
Did you have your photo taken next to it?
I had more than one. I had loads.
Did Tony let you lift it in the end?
He did, yeah. I put on the little white gloves and I held it aloft.
Oh.
And Dominic said I looked a bit mad.
You looked a bit simple, actually, to be fair. Tony's huge, isn't he?
Mm. Oh, you don't mess with him.
You wouldn't ever mess with Tony.
Nice fella, though.
Yeah, very nice bloke. Really nice guy. Yeah,
always got nice white gloves on.
Yeah.
Clean hands.
Oh, shaman. So, on a news level, Dominic, the election is now over.
Yep.
When the election is on and they're campaigning, we can't say anything about a particular party without mentioning all the other parties.
Exactly.
To be fair and unbiased.
All about balance and fairness.
Yeah. Now that it's finished, can I say what I want?
Yeah, pretty much.
Brilliant. Here we go. No, only joking. I don't know.
We actually don't know that much about politics.
You asked me a question about politics, Dave. Go on.
Tony Blair is the leader of...
Labour.
Right.
Brilliant. There you go.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. Come on, Dom. Fire him at me.
Okay. Who is the leader of the Conservative
Howard
Party?
Howard Donald.
What?
Howard Donald.
No, you're Howard, slightly Howard, wrong there.
Howard the Duck.
That would be Michael Howard. There,
Michael Howard. Yeah. Give us another one. Give us another one.
The leader of the Liberal Democrat Party.
Paddy Ashdown. Get him.
Used to be him, obviously not now. So.
Oh, Charles Kennedy.
Charles Kennedy is
Kennedy.
Good. So you know more than you think, Dave.
Give us another one. Come on, don't want to roll.
Okay, who's the Chancellor?
Yeah,
Gordon Brown,
texture like sun.
Gordon of the Exchequer.
No, it's Gordon Brown,
yeah,
texture
correct.
Like sun. Hooray!
Correct, well done.
Right.
Yeah.
Any more?
No, that'll do.
All
I
right,
think,
lovely.
I think you know him.
My last answer was going to be Norman Lamont.
He wrote a lot of hits for the Supremes.
Yep.
That's a bit of a Motown composer's joke there. Anyway, how's the car park looking? Let me go and
have a look. It's filling up as we speak.
Okay, well, she's having a cup of tea.
Dominic, you missed the funniest thing, right? Dom and Carrie, we've just been looking out these big windows onto the car park, and little Jocelyn, bless her, is walking across the car park with a cup of tea for the people outside, because they want it, obviously, and she wanted milk and no sugar. And Jocelyn duly delivered, waitress service style, a cup of tea to the car park, to the lady number 69.
We are going to have another game of Sunderland Football Club Car Park Bingo. If you would like to get yourself down here safely, don't kill yourself or anybody else. Don't rush. But if you can get here for 8:30, park at the front entrance to the Stadium of Light. It's the one with the Statue of the Family. And if you look up, you'll see some backwards BBC Radio 1 stickers in the window. That's where we are. So you know you're in the right place. Find yourself a car park space so we can see you. And then we'll choose one of those spaces at random and you win a tea or coffee of your choice.
Mm. I think we should add an extra bit as well.
What,
Danish pastry?
Wow. That
because
is,
then that'll stop me eating them all.
That is outrageous.
Tea, so, coffee or a Danish.
Yeah. So if you fancy doing that, if you're in Sunderland, if you're listening in Kent, I'm sorry about this, but, just bear with it. So come to the ground, get here for 8:30, find your space, be nice and safe, and we'll play another game of Car Park Bingo a little bit later on. That's a little tune I just wrote there.
That's a nice tune. That you should copyright. That's brilliant.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers. Bye, Dominic.
Bye.
Goodbye, Carrie.
Bye.
Right. It's 8:09. Radio 1, big weekend's on the way. We're heading off on tour. We're going up to Sunderland, cause we've never been there before. The lineup's looking good. They've got some great big names so far. Just hope that unlike last year's show, this time it's a free bar. Every last second there of Phantom Planet, and they're singing about California. And we're not in California today, but we are in Sunderland, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day. The sun is shining. I don't know why I'm talking about this. It's a lovely, lovely day.
It's really nice, isn't it?
And what we thought we'd do is... oh, by the way, it's 8:15. 8:16, in fact. What we thought we'd do this morning is get one of Sunderland's greatest footballers live on the show. Sadly, Brian Dean couldn't make it. But instead, we have former Sunderland, former Leeds United, current Sunderland player, Mr. Michael Bridges here. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. I'd like to say to all the Sunderland fans listening, Michael Bridges once spent money on a Manchester United DVD as a present for my birthday, which was nice. Bearing in mind, I'm
a
not
a joke present,
fans.
Though, obviously.
I wouldn't say it was a joke. It was more of an insult.
Really?
Yeah.
But didn't your cousin took
my
it?
My cousin
off your
Dominic
hands?
Took it. He went, I love that, because he's a red. Anyway.
I thought it was a nice gesture, personally.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, how rude.
Here's a nice gesture back. So, how are you?
Keeping well, mate. Keeping well.
What's wrong with you now?
I got a slight groin strain last week.
How did you get that?
No further questions.
Right, okay, fine.
Was it an off-the-ball incident?
It certainly was.
I tell you what, I don't know what Mick McCarthy does in those training sessions, but, you know.
He's doing something right.
Well. Coming out with a groin strain. I don't know if that's right or wrong. So, is it nice to be back here?
It's great to be back here. I've had so many fun years here in the past, and it was just a good season to be involved in. The lads have had a fantastic year, and I've picked up another championship medal with Sunderland. So, every year I've been here, it's been something special.
Do you put the success of Sunderland this season down to yourself coming back here?
I'd like to say that, but I'd have to say definitely not. I think it's got a lot to do with the gaffer deserves a lot of praise because he didn't have a lot of money to play with, and the players that he's brought in from lower division clubs have done a fantastic job, and the lads have been brilliant.
Mick McCarthy, by the way, he was 110% Irish.
He's from Barnsley, isn't he?
I know, but that's what he said once when he was in charge of the... I'm 110% Irish, in the most Yorkshire accent you've ever heard in your life. But he's not here. Because he's training this morning with the lads.
He's training at the training ground with the lads. He's probably on a bike doing a big fat burner this morning. Because I think he'll have been celebrating for the last 2 weeks.
Should you be training now?
I'll be there at 9 o'clock. Otherwise, the physio will have us getting fined.
What's the training like? Nice.
Yeah, it's a good training facility. When I was last here, we had a small place up the Charlie Hurley Centre, and I've come back and they've got a big complex with indoor academy facilities.
That
so
nice.
Absolutely fantastic.
We should go and have a look.
You should come to the gym.
Can we come down?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you don't believe me. I went into the gym in our hotel yesterday.
When you rang me last night, I did not believe you one
bit. Hey, honestly, I didn't believe me that he was there.
He was. I was on the runner next to him.
He was there.
35 minutes.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. I did a kilometre. I'm very proud of myself.
He was walking backwards.
Well, you're more than welcome to come up this afternoon.
Really?
Bit of food.
I mean,
I like the idea of going to the training ground and having some food.
What time does the canteen open?
Canteen 12 o'clock. Brilliant. We can get there for 11, have an hour on the treadmill.
But is it like fit person's food or is it fat person's food?
Well, to be fair, the guy that cooks it, Kev, hasn't got a clue anyway, so...
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff can I expect on the menu?
Slop.
Beautiful. Slop with chips?
Mm.
Hey! Gravy?
Gravy.
Lovely, that'll
Northern
do.
Northern boys love gravy.
Oh, that's a date then, we'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to do any training as such, only by virtue of the fact that we haven't got our kit with us, but we'll come down for some lunch with
we'll
you.
Provide
Chris
some.
Has. He's got his shorts, he's wearing them on the treadmill yesterday.
But it's not outdoor kit, Rachel.
They're looking tight.
Something tells me that, yeah, but the thing is, you can borrow a kit, that'd be fine. I don't think they come in XXL, do they, the Sunderland training
kit? Might go
gear.
Up to your size.
We've got one for Sean Thornton, so I'm sure it would fit you.
Right, okay, that's a good point. I'll be all right. I like that. Can I wear a shirt with your name on the back?
You certainly can.
Lummox. So obviously, then the one game on Sunday, and then that's it. Then you're champions, and you're playing again in the Premiership next season.
Yeah, massive game on Sunday. Sellout. The lads are all up for it. I mean, I think they're not going to go into it. Want to win, put on a performance for the fans,
sure.
And then we've got the bus journey on the Monday. Around the city.
Is it open top bus?
Open top bus. Weather dependent. It's been. I hope it's like it is today. It's fantastic.
It's a beautiful day today. That should be busy. And so, what's that Monday night?
Monday night. After everybody's finished work, I think we're going to be parading around the city at 6 o'clock.
All the players will be there, standing up, waving to the crowd. Obviously, Bridges in his wheelchair or crutches.
Actually, you won't get on the top deck, will you?
No,
with your injury. You'll be on the bottom next to the driver.
Special crane to get us on top.
Tickets, please. Oh, lovely. Lovely. And you should pop along tomorrow to our big weekend.
I've just gotten some tickets, courtesy of yourself, so I'll be popping along.
Yeah. I haven't got the heart to tell him they're from last year's from Birmingham.
Mm, exactly.
Get turned away at the door.
And their restricted view.
Yeah.
See, I've just driven past there this morning, it looked fantastic, so looking forward to that.
Hey, it's good. I mean, how they got those microphones and flyers on top of the monument, I've no idea. But, you know, it's going to be great watching Gwen Stefani climbing up that ladder to get to the top.
Especially in that outfit.
Jocelyn was looking at the... Jocelyn, by the way, yesterday in the car... This, I swear to God, this is what happened yesterday. We got the train to Newcastle, and then we got in the car to come to Sunderland. And we drove past the monument, and you can see it, and we're going, that's Penshaw Monument there. And Jocelyn's going, oh, right. So then she's confused because she thinks that the bands are playing on the top of it.
Right.
Then we turn the corner and you see this massive, massive football stadium. And Jocelyn says, I think that's the stadium. And I've looked at her and she goes, isn't it? I went, Joss. And then we all start laughing. Of course it's the stadium. What do you think it is? It's hardly a big fish and chip shop, is it? And then Paul, the big bear, our security bear, turns around and goes, who plays there then? Unbelievable. Have a wild stab of the dart, Paul. You've got one guess. That was the journey. That was what I had to put up with yesterday. 20 minutes in a car with the air bear bunch. Not a CSE between them. Anyway, so that's that.
We're here anyway, which is the main thing.
So we'll come along to training.
Definitely.
Dave will do some running up and down the pitch things. Timing. One side to the other. You can do it in about 2.5 minutes, can't you?
Yeah.
That's not
each
bad.
Way, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Sign you up for Leeds with that speed. And I'll go and help your man in the kitchen. Who's that? Who's the chef there?
Kev, we'll call him Booney.
Booney?
Booney or Tash.
Right.
Somebody just put this silly little rat on his top lip and he thinks it looks good.
Isn't that a health and safety issue?
It is. Yeah? And so is his food.
Well, thanks for popping in to see us, Michael.
It's been a pleasure. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Do you want a pint?
No, thank you, mate. I'd like a cup of tea, though.
Really?
Hey, Jocelyn, yes, get the kettle on.
Speaking of which, we're going to do another game of Sunderland football car park bingo. Yes, Rachel?
A quick update. The car park is starting to fill up.
Is it?
Yes!
But there are many numbers still left.
Yeah, about 300-odd spaces.
I think we have at least 10 cars now out of the
330 spaces. Hey, you are kidding.
Hey, no.
We've got ample free parking.
That's right. You could win a cup of tea or coffee of your choice, made by Rachel and delivered by Jocelyn.
and a Danish pastry, but remember, don't rush, it's not a race.
Like the doctor said to the fellow watching the surgery and said, I can't pronounce my S or T's, you can't say fairer than that.
I'm not sure I'll do this.
Oh, I've done it again. Ready, do it again. You can't say fairer than that, Q. Comedy David Lemons point out to any of the lady drivers, as he put it, who are coming down to the car park, please don't stand up on the outside of your car and flash your breast to us. We're not interested in that kind of thing. Especially if you're kind of 20, 21 years old.
Yeah, top heavy.
Maybe not recently interested. Just enhance your breasts with surgery.
Yeah.
But don't come and show them off to us. We're really not interested in seeing your 36C assets.
We're busy working this morning.
Yeah. Likewise, don't take any photos and drop them off here to the football club in a sealed-down envelope with Chris Moyles written on. We're not interested.
Hey, there's a bit of cheating going on in the car park as well.
Why?
Some people are parked over two spaces,
no!
hoping that will double their chances of being successful in Sunderland AFC car park bingo.
That's cheating.
Hey, have you seen 1661?
Yes. There are a few cars out there now, actually, I've got to be honest. It's looking good. We will play Sunderland Football Club car park bingo after news and sport. Plus, Alad has the last ever pair of tickets to give away for this weekend's big weekend. It could be you winning them. Let's be honest, chances are probably not. But it will be somebody. And we'll find out where he is when he's knocking somebody up. Oh, that came out wrong.
Knocking on their door.
That's what I meant to say. And just a few seconds, we'll play Gorillaz next and the White Stripes after some news with Dominic and Tate 31.
It's 8:35.
It's what?
8:35.
Brilliant. Dominic?
Hello.
What time is it?
It's 8:36.
Hey! Right, it's time to play another round of Sunderland Football Club car park bingo.
This is the best game ever on the radio.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's great.
Dominic, out of the window in front of us, right, we can see a whole sort of platoon of white vans of sort of plumbers and painters and builders who are all probably supposed to be at work or on a serious job.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there out there in the vans waiting for Justin to bring him a cup of tea.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant. One of the lads is on his roof.
If
you're
dangerous.
Waiting for J. Dodd's fencing to come and do your new fence, you'll have to wait a bit longer, missus. Tell him
about that. Who else is out there? Name checks of...
There's a K-O-N-E van. I don't know if that's Cone or what.
Right. Coney. Cone. Connie.
There's a fella sitting on the roof of his van, like a divvy. Health and safety. I wouldn't advise it, but there he is.
It's amazing they're all so desperate for a cup of tea.
Mm. Hello, son, on the roof, you all right? There, he's getting down now, yeah. Get down, you chav. Right. Mr. Michael Bridges, off of the Sunderland Football Club, has said that he'll give us one of his shirts.
Oh, that's
as
nice.
As an additional prize.
A signed shirt.
Brilliant.
Is it signed? Yeah? Why do you sign your shirts?
He doesn't idiot.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, all right, then. Don't have a go at me. He's got a drawer full of signed shirts with his name on.
Has he?
Yeah. Right, so, Rachel, what do you want to do? Go on.
In front of you, you have a list of numbers.
Okay. These are, if you don't know what we're doing, we're at the football club. We're overlooking the car park, and all the car park spaces are numbered. And so we ask people to come down and park in a space, choose your number.
Mm-hmm.
I will choose a number at random. Here's a prize. It's a shirt signed by... Is it signed by everyone, Michael?
It will be after the soccer.
Signed by all the Sunderland players who can write. And give Dino a hand, will you? Only joking. I hope he's got a sense of humour. You must have. He signed for Leeds.
I hope he's got the day off. He's going to batter you and Dino when you go down there.
Yeah, look, to be fair, I've seen him play, right? He won't catch me.
Do you not think?
He can catch a cold. Anyway, so, I'm joking, obviously. It's keeping Bridges off the bench. So, running straight in my arse. Right. So, you will win a signed shirt. But more importantly, a cup of tea or coffee. It's your choice. Made by Rachel, delivered by Jocelyn.
And, as a bonus prize, in addition to the signed shirt and the tea or coffee, Rachel is throwing in a Danish pastry.
Whoa!
come on.
I'm telling you.
Yep, and she said she will come round to your house tonight and stay the night. So.
No, I didn't.
You can't have everything, can you, Dom?
Hey, sweet treats.
He's still there, Dom and Kerry?
Oh, we are here, yeah.
Right, okay, all right. So, who wants to choose a number?
Get Michael to do it.
Michael, you can choose a number if you want. All you got to do is choose one of those car park numbers and jobs are good. Oh.
Oh.
85. 85 is the winner. Where's 85?
Hey, can we see 85?
Hello, 85! Hey, you chose a big posh car there, Michael. Look at that.
Now, listen, we need to establish whether they want sugar in the tea or coffee.
Okay, well, Rachel, have a look and see if they're flashing the lights.
Have a look.
Flash once for milk.
Milk, yes. Okay.
So flash again if you want sugar. Don't flash if you don't want sugar.
Yes, sugar.
Sugar,
and,
okay.
And flash once for tea and two for coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee it is.
Coffee with milk.
What number was that?
85
is Darren Faulkner in his Beamer. So well done, Darren. Commiserations to everybody else for coming down. We might have another game after 9 o'clock at half time of the show. Do you like that?
I like football. That.
If you would like to take part, if you're in Sunderland and you want to get down to the car park, it's we're at the main entrance, the one with the statue of the family. Mm-hmm. You'll see the Radio 1. You'll see all the cars there, to be honest. Find yourself a car park space. Take your time to get here. Don't rush. Drive safely. Don't die. And. You could be here in the car park winning just after 9 o'clock. Do you like that, Rach?
Lovely.
Rachel's written down a piece of paper which says, well,
Aled next.
He's standing around a corner of somebody's house in a secret location.
He's outrageous, isn't he? So, Aled next, giving away the final pair of tickets to Radio 1's Big Weekend, 8:40, 20 to 9. Live from Sunderland, I'm Chris Moyles. This is Radio 1. 97.9 FM, really won. White Stripes and Blue Orchid comes out at the end of the month, or the end of May. Before that, Gorillaz and Feel Good Inc. on Radio 1. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Radio 1's Big Weekend Warm-Up.
Oh, it's all going off. If you don't have a ticket, by the way, for Sunderland for this weekend, you can hear pretty much all of it on the radio. Literally all day Saturday and Sunday, all the shows come live from backstage. Vernon, Coxie, JK and Joel. That can't be helped. They're contracted. And what we've got is we've got like a little star bar backstage. And we've asked pretty much everybody on the lineup if they come and do an acoustic set for us. Pretty much most people have agreed, haven't they?
Dave Grohl is
including Dave. Oh, hang on. What?
He can't do it now.
Oh, what?
He's got a bad throat, so he's got to save himself for the for the stage. I know, I'm quite gutted about that, because I'm producing that bit. But we can all still hear him.
Hang on a sec, why can't he play guitar?
Well, maybe he could. We could all hum along or sing along.
Yeah, and JK and Joel can sing.
Oh.
That'd be great. JK and Joel sing while Dave Grohl plays guitar.
But you can hear the whole of the Foo Fighters live set tomorrow night.
There you go.
Great.
Just keep your radio on all weekend long. Hello, Aled.
Hello, Chris.
Okay, right. So you, yesterday we asked people to text in if they'd like the last pair of tickets for the weekend. They are VIP tickets. You can come and hang out in our luxurious backstage area where there's, more importantly, a bar, catering and clean toilets. And see all the stars milling around and everything. These tickets are really, really money can't buy tickets. The last pair, we asked everyone to text in if you live in and around Sunderland area. So you've gone off with the satellite car and the radio microphone, and you are going to give away the tickets. Give us a clue as to where you are.
I hope this works. Okay, here's some clues.
Right.
You're right, I'm in Sunderland. Right. So if you are one of the thousands of people who text, please, you know, get off the toilet and stop eating your breakfast. In front
Why
of
are they eating their breakfast on the toilet?
Oh, no, not the same time.
Right, okay.
You know, obviously, breakfast or toilet. In front of me, I can see the sea on my left.
Okay.
I've got a nice big fairy-go-round kind of...
Fairy-go-round? It's a fairy-go-round.
Hello! What's it called?
Hello! Like a Ferris wheel.
I'm a fairy.
That's the one. That's the word I'm looking for. And then behind me, about a couple of miles away, we've got the city centre.
Hang on a second.
You can see a lighthouse.
Are you still at the hotel car park?
Very close to there. Oh, very close. And it's all very attractive. I can see the sun. It's looking very nice right over the sea.
So if you live somewhere, if you've entered the competition, you live somewhere where you can't see the sea, then you're snookered.
Well, kind of. Except...
Yes.
I'm lying.
Ooh!
If you're in your house now,
right,
in the next couple of seconds,
yes,
and you hear someone knocking on your door,
yes,
it's me.
Oh, come on.
Is this your doorbell? Good morning! This is Alec from The Chris Moore Show, Radio 1. Please answer the door because you want some VIP tickets. Good morning! Ooh, who's here? I can hear something. People are running around.
It's a cat.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Radio 1. Good morning.
We're looking into the windows, but less successful.
Oh.
At least they check with Cheggers.
Hello. Very cool.
Alan, is there anyone in the house?
I think there is. I can hear people running around. I think they're trying to decide who should be answering the door.
Go knock again.
Okay, let's have a look. Oh. Good morning. Hello.
Brilliant radio. Mm.
This is brilliant.
Hey, special this.
I'm so glad they checked their ring before they knocked on the door.
You can't check their ring, can you? It's a surprise.
Hell of a surprise. There's no booger there.
No?
Uh-oh.
No? Still nothing?
I don't know. It was very quiet.
Well, is
that... Should I put it through the letterbox?
No, stuff them. No, we can sell them.
There's a very cute cat here.
Alad, have you got the right house?
Absolutely, definitely, yes.
Shout through the letterbox.
Hello, good morning. This is Alad from The Chris Moore Show. How are you?
There's no one there.
No one there, except a cat.
Why do you shout, is there anybody in?
Oh, I thought maybe if I'm more approachable, they might open the door. They might be scared of us.
Alad, seriously, have you turned up to give away the last pair of tickets to a house that's empty?
I think I have.
Well, what happens now? Do we go somewhere else?
Yeah, we've got second place.
Unbelievable, man. There's more people in the car park than there is in the house.
Oh, bless them. They're going
to
be so gutted. I promise you, we came to look at the house and everything, and we were very clever. I thought no one would see me. I was sneaking around, made sure, you know, got the right house and everything. No wonder they weren't going to see me. They're not in. They're going to be so gutted.
Well, do you know what, then? Stuff them. They snooze, you lose. That's the deal.
We had dozens of thousands of texts in, and I pick one name out of that. They're going to be so gutted.
Well, you're going to have to go to somewhere else.
Okay, I'll go to the second place.
Okay, all right. We'll check in with you after 9 o'clock.
I'm going to leave a little note. Radio 1 was here. Sorry, you lose.
That's really cruel.
Bye.
Do it though. Leave a note saying we came, we knocked, you weren't in. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Done it. Here we go. I got the tickets. Going to the next place.
All right then. Listen, we'll see you in a bit.
See you soon.
Bye. What a balls up!
Unbelievable.
What a balls up!
One job.
Right. I'm going to give away the tickets. Here we go. Hello. Hello.
I did think that was a joke, actually.
No. Idiot boy.
You can hear Alan's voice quivering. You can hear him thinking to himself, oh my God, please be in, please be in. You've
got the wrong house.
Hey, there was almost a cat winning the VIP tickets, for God's sake.
Here you go, Moggy. Right, who are you going to bring? Me, Tigger, are you?
Brilliant. Right, which means somebody else has a chance now. So if he wasn't banging on your door, well, he obviously wasn't, there's nobody in, then he might be giving you tickets sometime after 9 o'clock. Brilliant, huh?
Only on this show.
Yeah. What's a treat? Love that song, Kaiser Chiefs at Radio 1. Good morning, we're live from the Stadium of Light. It's a football club in Sunderland. And by the way, they just happened to get promoted this season and we'll be playing in the Premiership next season. Right, so here's the deal. We'll play a very quick game of Sunderland Football Club car park bingo with the many cars that have turned up to play the game.
Yep.
In the meantime, there's a few... Hello there, 69, yeah, after they had their tea. And hello to... There's a little lad... who was playing football earlier. Hello, mate. You all right?
Is this the lad that was kicking the ball against the railings outside?
His name is Jake Slater.
Okay.
Hello, Jake, and his mum, Benice, who looks quite hotty, actually.
Flash car as well.
So, Jake, we saw you kicking your football around, and we're very impressed, mate. Well done. And as a special little thank you for coming down to see us, when you probably should be at school, we saw your footballing skills. Do you want to be a footballer when you grow up? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got to shout. I can't hear you. I'm miles away. What we're going to do is very quickly send our friend... Are you a Sunderland fan, by the way, Jake? You are? Okay. Well, you probably haven't heard of Michael Bridges because he's injured every week. But Michael's going to come down and we're going to give you a special present because you're our youngest and most talented car park person today. So, Jake, as you were kicking your football around, obviously that's the one you play with. You need another football and you need one signed by all the players of Sunderland. So that's what we're going to give you today, Jake. And thank you for coming down. And what a great day you'll have at school today. So well done, Jake, everybody.
Good one, Jake.
So Mikey's going to bring that around to you now. So enjoy it. Don't kick that one around because all the names will come off. Right? And don't put it on eBay either. Your mum will know what that is. So well done to you. And your man in 85, he gets a shirt as well, which we've got already. So yes. We're going to bring that down. Everybody's happy.
All good.
Exactly. Oh, man. Right. So we'll play the next game of Car Park Bingo in a bit. Mikey, you want to drop the pips because we're late. Thank you.
On air production message. Yeah.
Right, Dave, Cheetah Slink, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. How do you get to today's track from yesterday's track, Kasabian and LSF?
Kasabian are playing Radio 1's Big Weekend here in Sunderland tomorrow and have a lead singer called Tom. Tom is also the name of one half of the Chemical Brothers, who are also on tomorrow's bill. Bill Beaumont used to be on A Question of Sport, along with Ian Botham and David Coleman. David Coleman shares the same surname as Fulham manager Chris Coleman, while the name Coleman is also synonymous with mustard. Mustard is often served with roast beef. Beef comes from cows. Cows live in a field. Field of Dreams is a crap film about baseball starring Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner shares the same Christian name as former Sunderland striker Kevin Phillips, who's now at Southampton, who could quite possibly be facing relegation from the Premiership to make way for the now promoted champions of the Championship, Sunderland AFC. And when Sunderland secured promotion a fortnight ago with a home win against Leicester City, 40,000 voices joined in celebration to sing the following song, which links us to this morning's very topical Tedious Link track. It is, of course, Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Oh, it's a beauty. A bit of Elvis Presley live at Radio 1.
Oh, you see, for all the Sunderland fans, bit of Elvis Presley.
I didn't realise he was from Sunderland.
No, he's not, you see.
Right.
He's from America.
Wow.
Tupelo, Mississippi, I think he was born. I might have got that wrong.
And what, did he went to school here or something? He played here?
No.
Was he on the books?
No.
Was he in goal?
No.
Like the fella from Westlife was on the books at Leeds?
Who, Nicky?
Yeah. Anyway, great record. Seamless Link?
Yes, Seamless Link, I believe.
Sure?
Yeah.
No problems?
No problems.
Because you haven't seen the text messages.
I haven't seen the text messages, but I'm gambling on the fact that it was waterproof.
If Jocelyn says it's okay, then it's okay.
It's okay.
Hey, thumbs up.
Adam?
Thumbs up from Jocelyn.
Yeah, she works with us, mate. She's like a sister. It's 9:04 on Radio 1. And let's enjoy the treasure hunt music.
Hey.
I need to find the rumble music.
Oh, I thought you dug it out already. I thought it was on your...
I don't know what it's under.
I thought it was on your jingle box.
What's it under?
Radio.
Oh, no.
Up. Love, will you? I'm trying to find the jingle here.
Rumble?
Well, yeah, you think...
Or ramble?
Ah, it could be.
R-A.
All right, there, Tony Byrne. Ramble, hang on a sec. Got it. There he is, yeah.
Nice.
You put a guitar in there, Roger? That's lovely. All right, good. It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble.
Well done, Dave.
Hey, what a silly noise.
Yep, that's Dave for you. Right, quick game of car park bingo.
Yep, please.
All right, okay, right.
Loads and loads of people outside of the windows here in the different numbered spaces at the Stadium of Light. Yes. Only one can win a cup of tea from Jocelyn. But who will it be?
I don't know, Dave.
Who will it be?
I'm looking out now at all the cars. By the way, can I just say, you woman who won at 7 or 8 o'clock or something, she's still here? I don't know, what the hell are you putting in your tea? What's her name? Leslie?
Tracy.
Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Is it Tracy with an E?
Tracy Morrison.
No? Oh, very nice. Is it, no, not with an I, is it? No, that's common. Right, Tracy Morrison. And she was putting her bins out when she heard about the giveaway. She really wants tickets to the pub quiz. She sounds like a bit of a stalker. I think we should tell her it's sold out.
Yeah.
Right. So hello to everybody. Now, this is that red car taking part. Are you going to park up, red car, or not? Yes, all right then. Oh, where's he gone? Red car there.
Get in a space.
What's he got on his head? He's, he's taking it off now. All right then, fair enough. Right, so it's time for me to choose. Oh, look, more cars turned up. Yeah, she snooze, you lose. All right, so there's some lads in a big black van who have put something in their windscreen, but I can't see what it says, sadly.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you, your man from J. Dodd's Fencing, who you name-checked before...
Yeah.
...sheepishly drove out of the car park about 20 minutes... Oh, is he back?
Is he back?
I thought he must have had a call from his gaffer. Oh, he's in 59 now. He's moved...
Hey, yeah, I'll tell you, if you're expecting J. Dodd's Fencing to come and fix your fence, they're here, so I'm sorry, you'll have a long wait. Yeah, don't worry. You'll have one last cup of tea. Right, so what number should I choose? It's very exciting, this, isn't it, eh?
Go on, pick one.
All right, I'm looking, I'm just looking.
Good luck, everybody.
Do you know what? I think we should choose number 59, J. Dodd's Fencing! You know, as let's be honest, he's going to lose his job. Being here when he should have been at the job.
So he wins tea instead.
He wins a cup of tea or coffee now. We need to find out. You can give us a thumbs up, can see it. Do you want tea or coffee? Tea?
Tea.
Yeah, you put your hand out the window, I can see you. Yeah, tea. Do you want milk? Yeah, do you want sugar? No sugar. Right.
Do you want a Danish?
Do you want a Danish as well? Yeah, okay. And what else can we give him? A bottle of water for later? A bottle of water, yeah. What else have we got? Do you want a Sunderland shirt ripped off the bar here? Yeah? There's some very valuable Sunderland merchandise and memorabilia we could just rip off.
I don't think we should do that.
Do you fancy the old clock from Roker Park? That's on the wall. If Jocelyn can get that off, it's yours. There's a fireplace as well.
Mm.
Actually, with the size of his van, he can get the turnstile in.
He could, actually, yeah.
Well done, Mr. J. Dodds. Right, everyone happy. Good.
Everyone's a winner.
Busy show today, isn't it? I'm knackered. I'm going to go training afterwards.
And I'm not going to do any training.
Well, I'm not. I'm just going to go
if we eat
their slop and chips.
If we get there for midday, just in time the canteen opens.
By the way, I want to say hello to Elena Dickinson, who sent us really early at the start of the show today a little note and a load of pies from... and I take it it's her butcher's.
Dixon's, not Dickinson's.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, Dixon's. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Sunderland. Here's some pies to kickstart your weekend, but are you up for the Savoy Dip Challenge?
Sounds like a bit of you.
I think the answer is no, love. I think Alan might be your man for that. Speaking of which... Mm. Hello, Alan!
Hello!
Hello!
Do you fancy a Savoy Dip,
hello?
Savoy Dip Challenge, Alan?
Yep. I'm all right, actually.
Sure.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it'd be right up your
street.
Right, at the moment, I'm actually can't concentrate on anything else but finding someone that's actually in when they say they're supposed to be in.
Right, okay.
Thank you. Go on, then. Oh, okay,
great.
Well, if you took part in yesterday and sent in another text and you are in, but, you know, like you said you would, then I might be knocking on your door. We've basically gone to the second person on the list who lives the nearest to the first person. I've left a note saying Radio 1 was here and you lose.
It's a lot noisier where you were.
Open.
Not noisier now than where you were last time.
Yeah, not as posh this area. It's
right.
Just around the corner.
Nice.
So, okay.
Right.
Here I go. I'm going to go to the door. Please be in.
Don't
please
stuff this
in.
Up again,
for my
Al.
Job, please be in.
Yeah.
Okay. If this is your doorbell, please come and answer the door.
The doorbell.
Hello, this is Radio 1!
Are you are kidding?
She's killed him! She's killed Alan!
So, hang on.
We've lost them, they're all dead!
Right, so he's got the right house, and we've lost the satellite link.
Is he having a laugh with us today, or what, Rachel?
Abort. I think he has. She has just called Alan.
Al, can you hear us?
She probably jumped up. She was so excited she ripped the microphone cord out.
You there?
I like it that was slick.
Alan?
Hello there, sorry.
Hey!
I have no idea what she did.
Can you get
her to scream so much that the mic just went off the level?
Get her to scream again, but not so loud.
Yeah, we need it for the trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Edit
Hello
this in.
There. Charlotte.
Hi.
You've won the last pair of VIP tickets to the Radio 1 Big Weekend in Sunderland.
My God.
Hooray!
Properly chuffed.
I'm so pleased you're in. Thank you for being in.
I know, what idiot.
And how cruel for you, because we're actually right next door to the field. Right next door to where the Radio 1 Weekend...
From where we
you
are.
Can see it from your bedroom. And that.
I know.
So are any of your friends going?
Yeah, everyone but me. But
why not you?
Anymore.
Why did you not get tickets?
I was at work.
Oh, are you?
So I couldn't queue.
Well done. Here are your passes now.
Thank
for the
you.
Guest passes and front. So congratulations, Charlotte.
Thank you, Alice.
Okay, sorry, Chris, we found someone.
Can I talk to Charlotte?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Charlotte.
Hello, let me
get the phone. Okay. Oh, what
the
hell's he doing?
Hello?
Charlotte.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, you're live on Radio 1. Please don't say up. No. Right, listen.
Yeah?
All your friends, did your friends queue for tickets?
My brother went at about 3 a.m. and they turned him back and said there was too many people.
Right, so, but you've got mates who are going now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they get you a ticket?
Because they were all getting each other ticket. They did, like, alternative nights and...
Do you know what? They're no friends of yours, Charlotte.
They're not, Chris, but you know what? I'll be waving from back where I am.
Hey, good girl. Are you going to bring with you, Charlotte?
I don't know, probably just one of my friends or a flatmate.
None of the friends that went down and didn't bother getting you a ticket,
no.
Don't bring any of them.
Nah.
Who's your flatmate?
It could be Julia, it could be Laura.
I'm gonna decide which one I like best. Bring one of them.
Yeah.
Who's the fittest one out of the two?
I wouldn't like to say.
All right, who's the easiest?
I'll bring them both, Wick and Tune.
Right. Well, if you've only got two tickets, that means you're not going, love. Who do you want to see? Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Kaiser Chief.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
No, all that. Well, listen, we'll see you then. We'll see you backstage for a little drink.
Right, you are. I'll pop along and say hello.
Yeah, unless you're a minger. All right, love. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right, you are. See you later, Chris.
Bye. Put me back onto Alan, if you would.
I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Well done. Fergus, our executive producer, has just earmarked this show for next year's Sony Radio Award nominations.
I'd recommend it.
He wants to put it in the category of satellite excellence and outside broadcast.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Alan?
Yes.
Bye. Lovely. There you go. Unbelievable. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
I tell you what.
Broadcasting to millions of people.
I tell you what. I was listening to I was listening to the local station Metro when I came in this morning to have a listen to what they sounded like. Oh, it's rubbish.
Did they have a satellite link up with brakes?
Hey?
And a person that screams?
No, they just had an awful DJ on the air.
This is what sets us apart, Rachel.
Hey.
But they weren't playing car park.
Nowhere near as entertaining as this. Anyway, moving on. Rachel!
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase, so do not call. We are not playing it today because we are live from Sunderland at the Stadium of Light and we should be doing lots more exciting things up until 10 o'clock.
I might go on the pitch in a bit.
Woo!
With Dave, if you fancy it.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Yeah, when Alan comes back, we're going to have a punch about on the pitch.
Nice one.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Michael Pritchard was in earlier, plays Sunderland, or doesn't, he's injured for Sunderland most weeks, and he asked us to say hello to his hairdresser, right? I have no idea what that's all about. To be honest, I'd be embarrassed to be his hairdresser. So hello to Lisa Ward from Creative Hair Design, and if you saw the state of his hair, she's really got to change the name of her place.
And his hair looks like tinted.
Should be done under the Trade Descriptions Act. Anyway, Lisa, just for you, this... I'm liking that.
How good is that?
I'm like that. Do you know that is?
Future Edge.
Yeah. Do you know where they're going to be at the weekend?
Here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right. Yeah. More than that.
What?
They're from Sunderland. Local boys, local band, right here at the Penshaw Monument tomorrow.
Penshaw Monument. Future Heads and Decent Days and Nights, which is good. It comes out next week, so go and buy it before that Destiny's Child Lose My Breath. You don't have to buy that, it's fine. It's 9:22. So Alan has given away the tickets to a very excited Charlotte. Luckily, you did answer a door, and then ripped the microphone cable out by the sound of things. We still have a car park full of people, so we might have one more game of car park bingo, half nine.
Get the kettle on again, Joss. What's that noise?
They're beeping.
Oh, that's them outside.
Oh, they're beeping. Let's hear you all beep me horns.
Hey, sounds like Rush Hour.
Well, that movie, I love that film.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so... All right, you can stop now.
Shh.
Shut up. Right, I'll do. Lovely. National Radio.
Hey.
John O'Groats to Land's End.
Us two saying shush and people beeping their horns. That's what you pay your licence fee for. You're welcome.
It's nice to see that they've got so many busy jobs to be getting on with. You know, they don't have time to be sitting in a car park of a football club on a Friday morning beeping the horn.
And then they don't do it on cue.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
It was better in rehearsal, wasn't it?
I tell you what, I wouldn't fancy being in the car next to that idiot beeping. Yeah. But like that, shut up, will you? Anyway, so there you go. So if you want to come down, you go like, you know, if you're literally driving past the stadium, you're like, come to the car park, the one with all the cars in, obviously, at the front where the Statue of the Family is, and we'll play car park bingo just after half night. So you got about 8 minutes.
And you're in with a 1 in 30 chance of getting a cup of tea off Jocelyn.
Alid is on his way back here, I believe. You know, make sure we have to clear up as soon as possible and get out. Dave and I are then going to the Sunderland training ground where we're going to have some slop. And then pub quiz tonight.
Yep.
The student union, the Bondi Beach bar.
It's the bonded warehouse at the University of Sunderland. Please don't come down if you don't have a ticket. If you don't have a ticket, you're not getting in.
Yeah, and don't bother coming to the pension money the weekend if you don't have a ticket. The best place to hear it is on the radio.
97 to 99 FM.
Radio One. That's what the council want us to say. But you got to keep them happy.
Yeah. Boxes ticked.
They've all been very good. Everyone's been really accommodating and welcoming. What?
Horrible.
It's a trademark. It's a catchphrase,
it's
for God's sake.
It's still horrible.
Yeah, well, so's your face. Right, so, coming up... Good morning.
We're friends today.
What?
We're friends today.
It's only early, though, let's be fair. What should I play? Body Rockers?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I like the way you scratch your ass. I like the way you beep your horn.
Hey, almost on cue.
But most of all, can't be hard.
Oh, yes, great record. Party rockers, party rockers. Nice.
Pardon?
I like the way you move.
Most of all, shake your
head. Most of all,
I like the way you
most of all,
I like the way you move.
Do you know, just got out to the car park, and I think I can see Jeff, the mad Sunderland fan. You know Jeff, don't you?
Oh, this is Jeff with the dogs, is it?
Yeah, with Leo and Safi.
Right.
If you're in the car park, if you look behind you, you'll see, basically, there are two husky dogs in Sunderland shirts. Hey up, son! And I was running back to his car so we can hear what we're saying about him. I wait till he gets all the way up and I'll go, anyway, that's that, and I'll move.
Play a record.
Yeah, ready?
Hey, go on.
So, absolutely brilliant. And so there you go. Right, moving on then. Let's talk about something else. Hey up, Jeff, you alright, son? Hey, there you go, give us a wave. And he's given us a photo of the two husky dogs in their Sunderland shirt outside the Stadium of Light, which is absolutely hilarious.
He's just driven in to the car park here with these two husky dogs, both on the passenger seat, both dressed in Sunderland kit, in a black Vauxhall Tigra.
Have the dogs got shorts on as well? They haven't, have they? Have they really? I tell you what, the weirdest thing, we've seen them dogs running around the car park, they're fitter than bridges.
I know. Hey, keeping them out of the team.
Hey, get them bloody signed up for Premiership next season. Mick McCarthy there, obviously.
Have they got socks on as well?
Don't just bypass that brilliant impression.
Oh, you do.
Get them signed up for Premiership. Hey, take them down Stamford Bridge. We'll be all over Chelsea.
Thanks.
Hey, you got a laugh in the bar anyway.
Look at them dogs. I tell you what, mind you, to be fair, someone had said to me earlier about look out for the dogs when you get to Sunderland. I didn't know what they meant, but now...
They meant Jeff.
Now I understand. Well, not Jeff himself.
Well, not himself.
Maybe he is.
His friends.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's going to be single, isn't he?
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Look, there they are, the little dogs hanging out the window. Woof! Wow! Oh, there's only one Brian Dean.
Sausages.
Oh, dear.
Or whatever they say.
So hello to Leo and Safi. Woof, woof.
Woof.
There you go. Right, let's get the pips on, Mike. We haven't done the pips at any point today. Let's get the pips on. Signify the time. Brilliant. Hey, are we good at this radio, Lark, or what?
If we were any slicker, we'd be dangerous.
I'm telling you. Right, coming up the last half of the show, we're going to go out on the pitch to Sunderland, and I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but I've just been told I might be able to do something in the tunnel. I'll explain
really?
In a minute, yeah. Not like that.
Doesn't involve me, does it?
You'll be with me.
Nice.
Basement Jacks and Good Luck, and the brilliant new song from Oasis coming up next. Let's get news of sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:34
now.
Right, going to do the final Sunderland Football Club car park bingo game coming up. So far on the show this morning, we had a mate Michael Bridges come in, old Bridgie boy.
Yep.
With his groin strain. We're giving away some silly prizes and cups of tea to people in the car park today.
Little Jake won a signed ball, didn't he? Which he got
still
off.
There.
Is he there?
Still there with his fit mum. Still outside. Hello, there you go.
Hey, she's waving.
She'll be winning something after the show. Mm. And I'll tell you what. Hey, good morning. And but more importantly, earlier on, Carrie got very excited when we brought a nice surprise in for her.
Carrie, if you just turn round.
What?
Just turn round now and look what's here.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! It's the premature trophy! Oh, my God! It's just absolutely rad! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, oh, my God, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, not the reaction we wanted. We were hoping she'd be excited.
Yeah.
I Barclays... can't believe I actually said rad then. I think, yeah. I meant to say mad.
Rad.
It came
rad,
out
dude.
As rad.
Rad.
Did you say rad?
Rad.
It does. Say rad.
And you said awesome.
Sadly, she said, though, it was the Premiership trophy. Otherwise, people would have been driving to work going, what, is it John Terry naked? What's that? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
That's rad.
Yeah, man.
Big up yourself, Chris.
Totally rad, dude. What time are you getting up here, then, this afternoon?
We are getting the train, I think it's 11:30, so...
So you'll be in the hotel for about...
Three, four.
Yeah.
What's the plan?
The plan is we have a few scoops.
Yep.
And then we head down to the Beach by Bondi Baby Bear Club.
Brilliant.
For the pub quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Which starts about 7:30.
Excellent.
Dom, when you get here, yeah. Dom and Carrie, if we're not in the gym, we might be in the pub round the corner.
Okay, fine. Well, I think we'll check the
gym first.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
We might be in the gym or the pool.
To be honest, I've got to be... I don't think I'll be in the gym when you get here. I'll have probably already done my workout for
yeah.
the day.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And working out what lager I should have. Oh, no. But, no, yeah. So I might actually do another session in the gym.
I'm going to go again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's my gym buddy.
Carrie and I are going to drink Guinness on the train, I've decided.
Oh, yeah, well, you always
yeah,
do, Dominic.
Dominic's decided. I'm going to go for a swim. I've brought my swimmers.
Have you?
Your trunks?
Dom,
yeah.
You'll be pleased to know there's lots of power stations along the line.
Brilliant. Thanks, Rach. Mm. For a minute, I was worried that there wouldn't be any, but now
we filmed some on the way up. We were filming on the train, and we filmed a power station for you.
You're joking.
No.
Really?
Because you love them.
Was it a boring train journey up or something?
Yeah.
That was really
unbelievably tedious.
Really tedious.
Horrid. 3.5 hours of pure hell.
Oh,
it's
God.
Worse than listening to JK and Joel.
Hiya, lads, if you're listening.
Yeah. Morning.
I owe Joel a big one anyway, because he rang me the other week drunk. Are you going to the pub? I'm not coming to the pub, mate. I'm in Leeds. Well, just walk past your road. Yeah, well, I'm not there, sorry. So we thought we'd ring. Do you fancy a pint? I'm not there, Joel. I'm in Leeds. What do you want to drink? Oh, this is a long conversation there. Wait, come on to the pub. I'm not there, Joe. I'm not in London. I'm in Leeds. Where are you? Goodbye. So I need to get him back for that. Hey, Dominic.
Yes.
Would you like to hear everybody beeping in our car park?
Yes, please.
Okay, say 1, 2, 3, and then they'll all beep.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Yay!
Hey, it's like being in Italy.
That's brilliant.
Because they
have horns as well.
Oh, I haven't done the thing, have I? I haven't given it away.
Oh, the what, cup of tea?
Yeah. Right, we're going to give away another tea or coffee.
Okay. Need a number, though, first, don't we?
I know we do. Right, let me have a look out. Hello there, waving there. Hello, how are you? Oh, hello, everyone waving. Let me turn the music off, actually. That'd be the easiest.
What, if I had a drama?
Yeah, just so you can hear them beeping.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello. Hi there. Hi. Right, okay, so let's have a look at all the... we spilled over. We're now in two car parks. Wow. Seriously, 10 million listeners a week. And look,
we're in the overflow car park, Dominic. That's how popular. Cars.
Get you.
I think...
That's rad.
...that the tea or coffee should go to... I think it should go to you, number 24, to Bob's. Yeah, thanks, Bob. A bit of a delay there, but still, cheers. Is that your taxi? Or do you just got... Because it says Bob's on the top of your car. Brilliant. Okay, so there you go.
What's he having, tea or coffee?
All right, tea or coffee? Tea? Yeah. Milk? Yeah. Sugar? No sugar. Right, so there's two.
Hey, and listen, as a special prize, Rachel is offering up a Danish pastry.
Hey! But looking at the size of them, I don't think they should have one, but... That's rich for me, isn't it? Are you actually called Bob? No, you just got Bob's on the top of your car for no reason whatsoever. Yeah, okay, good. Well, you'll tell Joss when she goes down. I can't hear you, I'm half a mile away.
Kettle on, Jocelyn.
Oh, look, yeah, bye. See ya, loser. You ain't winning diddly, love. Bye. See ya. Yeah. Right, so well done, Bob's, and well done to... Yeah, Jake's got his board. So
what space was Bob again?
Bob was 24.
24. Put that off the list, Rachel, so he can't win again.
So, there's. I tell you what, there's a few kids out today. There's parents and their kids, which is nice, you know. Some should say them
should be at school, really.
Should be studying of some kind, but, you know, they'd rather be sitting in the car park of a football ground.
Yeah, waiting for tea off Joss.
Thank you very much to everybody for coming down to the car park to play our silly game. One more time on your horns. 1, 2, 3. And stop. Wow, the power. Yeah. Instant.
When you talk,
instant.
They listen.
Do you know what I mean? It's instant. Right, so thanks very much for coming down and doing that. We are out tonight in Sunderland doing our pub quiz. And then we're out for the whole big weekend up at...
Harrington Park, the Penshaw Monument.
The statues, yeah, that's it, whatever. And we might pop out, Dave and I might pop out for a couple of afternoon jars today.
Yeah, a little matinee performance. Yeah,
not don't have too many, though, because then you'll be all gabbly by this evening stuff. Me and Carrie want to join you.
Oh, you're thinking of Will.
Oh,
are
yeah,
you,
sorry,
are you two performing tonight at the pub quiz?
I wasn't aware of this.
I don't think so.
No, you're doing your ping pong ball trick, Carrie.
Yep.
Good morning! Oh, sorry, I read it wrong. Dominic, you're doing your ping pong ball trick.
That's rad. Radio 1's big weekend's on the way. We're heading off on tour. We're going up to Sunderland because we've never been there before. The lineup's looking good. They've got some great big names so far. Just hope that unlike last year's show, this time it's a free bar.
1, 2, 3. Brilliant. The Chris Moyle Show. Basement Jackson, good luck from Radio 1. Hello, good morning. Now, you may think, it may sound a little bit echoey where I am. It's because Dave and I, at the end of the tunnel, the players run out onto the pitch, the hallowed turf at the Stadium of Light. Dave?
Hello. You join us live at the stadium. It's like being a footballer, because we're here in the tunnel where they all line up, and they come out, and you can see in front of you the whole stadium, 49,500 seats. It's a sellout for Sunday against Stoke. So this is fantastic.
Do you want to run out as if we're the two new signings?
Well, yeah. I mean...
Yeah? Go on. Think? Yeah, it's a bit...
All right, you be Brian Dean.
No, oh, hey!
I'll be Michael Bridges.
Okay, I'll be Chris Moyles.
Okay.
Right, just stop the music a second now, and just pause it. I want to see if this works, because you've got to get the full experience.
Okay.
Okay. Please welcome the two new signings for Sunderland. It's Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave Vitti. And then we run down the tunnel, Dave. Run down the tunnel.
Cross yourself, don't you, before you go
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Three times. Hey! Look, Dave!
Oh, the music!
The music's on!
The music!
Are we allowed on the pitch, by the way?
Yeah, just don't stand on the white lines.
Okay, all right.
They're painting them, you see, the line.
Right, Dave, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, which goal do you want to go for?
Hey?
The away one?
Goal, yes. Goal day. Oh, yes.
Well, there's no goal this end, is it? Right, that end. Right, we're out here. We're on the pitch.
I've got a stitch.
Hey? We're out here on the pitch. It's a stadium of light. It is absolutely beautiful.
Got a stitch,
blue
Dave.
Sky and sunshine. We're here.
Yeah.
By the centre circle. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right, here's one for you, Dave.
Yeah.
From the halfway line.
What, a crossbar challenge?
Yeah. Is it half from halfway?
I tell you what, go get away from those white lines and just go there in front of the centre circle.
I'm not standing on the white line, sir. He said, don't stand on the white lines.
You are out of breath, aren't you? Hey?
Says you.
Hey?
I'm fine, I'm perfectly fine.
Panting like a sheepdog.
Where do you want me to take it
there.
From? Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
In front of Howay the lads.
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to point out that I was never a typical boy growing up. I can't kick a ball to save my life. I actually don't even know how to kick a ball.
Come on, then. I'll go and goal.
Dave, I wouldn't even waste your time. It won't reach the goal, son.
Come on.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Allard?
Yeah?
Are we painting a picture for you?
Yeah, you are. Very good. You're out of breath.
No, I'm not. Allard. Dave's out of breath.
You are out of breath.
How do I sound now?
Better. Have you sat down?
Yeah.
Good.
No, right, I'm going to take it. I'm going to free kick, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
Watch this, Allard.
Good luck.
Watch and learn, son. Check it out. Eh? Oh, yes.
Come on, then. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
You know, it's so weird that you're over there. I can hear you perfectly because you've got a microphone.
Okay, after three, then. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! You know?
Not bad.
That was straight to Dino. He'd have headed that in.
Not
Didn't
bad.
Didn't even get in the goal, though, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm miles away. Let me get a bit nearer.
And you ready?
Yeah. Oh, I saved it. Hey, I tell you what, no wonder goalies wear gloves. When they come at you with a bit of speed, it smarts a bit, doesn't
hey,
it, Dave?
Nancy boy.
Suck it, girl.
Okay, all right. Right, free kick.
Yep, free kick.
You do realise, Dave, if I score against you, you will never ever live this down, and Chappers will just kill you for it.
Okay, so free kick.
So just outside the box.
Just outside the box. It's a dangerous position. It looks like a good one for Chris Moores with his right foot. Okay, is he going to go for the top corner?
Hey, if I have trouble kicking the ball,
he'll
choose a direction.
Right, come on.
All right.
If you score against me, I'll give you a tenner.
Really?
Yeah.
If I score against you, Dave, this clip will get played every day for a year.
Okay, watch this. Leaping salmon from me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, and he huffed it!
Hey, disappointing, yeah, but it's just gone. It's nearly gone for throwing.
Shut up. Do you know, I can feel the fans going, you're a daft bugger.
Right, my turn. You in goal.
Oh, come on. Do me a favour.
You in goal. Me with a free kick from the same position.
Can I just point out, if I was fit and could play football, that would have gone in.
Hey? Yeah, but it never did it. Okay.
I am now in goal. Dave is just outside the box. It's a free kick. To be fair, there's no one else here, right? Obviously, I'd have, like, brilliant defenders.
Yeah, obviously.
All right. 5 to 10 on a Friday morning.
You ready?
Here I am on the Stadium of Light. In goal. This is it.
You ready?
Yeah. Dave, you're going to huff it, by the way.
Hey?
You're going to huff it.
I know. There's far too much attention on me here.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you ready? Let's go.
Yeah. Penis.
What a goal! Hey! I'm doing my victory lap.
I can't believe you're actually running with your arms in the air. There's no one here.
That's so sad, Dave.
Do you know? I want another go. Come on.
Do you know what? Do you know when I caught the ball earlier?
Yeah.
My hand is my hand is red raw.
Come on, give us the ball back.
One more.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good. I like this.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm imagining.
By the way, JK from Jurequoise is on Joe Wilder's show this morning, and I think she's got Gwen Stefani on the phone.
She's true.
Okay.
Ready?
I haven't got gloves on, man. That's why I can't save it properly. You're listening to Radio 1 with two grown men getting excited because they're playing football and on the pitch at Sunderland with
acting
nobody here.
Acting out childhood fantasies.
Do you know what? This would be a bit like watching Leeds next season with nobody here.
Okay.
Playing at the match.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, he's just on the edge of the box now. He's
Rachel,
lying up.
Rachel, give us a hand.
What he's going to do? Go on, both of you can go.
Okay. You that half, me this half, Rach.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Hey.
Okay, go on right. Then, yeah.
Hey, right. Go on. Put your Danish down, Rachel. Hey.
I've just finished them.
Right, here we go.
Miss! What? Race, it's yours! Oh, no! Rachel, you meant to kick it before it goes over the line.
It was a dreadful kick. She tried to keep it out like Gallas the other night, you know, with the, you know, the one where they're not sure whether it's over the line or not.
Technically, though, Dave, from the camera angles that you set up, you can't see whether it was a goal or not, so it wasn't a goal.
That's a dreadful free kick.
Right, OK, let's get out of here then. I'd like to thank you, thank everybody at Sunderland AFC for looking after us so, so lovely today.
Thank you to Leslie, Claire and all the team who have made us very, very welcome and let us out here on the pitch, which has been
thank
great.
You to Bridgie for coming down as well. We will see you tonight if you've got tickets for the pub quiz. We will see you at some... How windy is this? We will see you over the weekend if you've got tickets. If you don't come down. You're not going to see anything, trust me, but you can hear all of it, pretty much all of it, on the radio all weekend. Have a great weekend. Joe Wine is coming up next. Hit it, Alan! It's Jamiro Quiet Radio 1! Oh, I've got to learn how to play football properly. It's dreadful, right. JK going to be on with Joe Wiley coming up in just a few seconds' time. Dave, did you enjoy it today?
I did very much, actually.
Right, on the head, one more kick on the pitch of the Stadium of Light. Yeah.
Here we go.
Go on, son.
Here we go. He steps up, he steps up, floats a lovely ball.
Oh! Right, Childish Boys are finished. Joe's next. Have a great weekend.